It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Buster, how close are they to making a deal and how optimistic are you that they will?
I think that still more concessions need to come from the owner's side. We've seen the players unified. I still think that you need to see more aggressive offer from the owners, perhaps up to 70 games. The realities of the calendar, Greeny, are upon us. According to the owner's proposal, they would start the second spring training at the end of June. They would start the season on July 19th and then play through September 27th. They have to get started, have to get this resolved soon.
Hour number three, Felger and Maz. Again, Buster Olney there. That was from this morning, talking about the talks between MLB and the MLB Players Union or Players Association, and there are further developments on this afternoon. The Players Association has made a proposal back to the owners asking for a 70-game schedule, and this goes back and forth, and the only reason we're spending additional time on it, because I know many of you were tired of this, and I don't blame you. But I will tell you that when I heard that Manfred and Tony Clark met in Arizona face-to-face over the last couple of days, I started to think that they were getting serious and that baseball is now inching towards an agreement that will get them back on the field. And so the latest proposal from the players to the owners calls for 70 games instead of 60, which is what the owners most recently offered up. I mean, it feels like there's a very easy solution there in the middle to just settle at 65 games and we will have a baseball season. And as this goes back and forth, let me tell you that last night or late yesterday going into last night, there was a lot of momentum and it felt like a deal was, dare I say, imminent between Major League Baseball owners and players on the financial terms to play the 2020 season. By last night, it felt like there was more rhetoric coming out of the union side. Not so fast. We need more. This isn't enough. Buster Olney certainly echoed those sentiments this morning on ESPN. And so it is becoming more clear that they're not quite there yet. And now Tony Clark, the director of the MLBPA, amid speculation or amid some reports or suggestion that MLB thought it had a deal, Clark says, again, not so fast. So I know there was a statement that just came out from Tony Clark. Matt McCarthy, do you have that in front of you by any chance?
I do, Maz. Here it is. Tony Clark said a few minutes ago, in my discussions with Rob, of course meaning Rob Manfred in Arizona, we explored a potential pro-rata framework, but I made clear repeatedly in that meeting and after it that there were a number of significant issues with what he proposed, in particular the number of games. It is unequivocally false to suggest that any tentative agreement or other agreement was reached in that meeting. In fact, in conversations within the last 24 hours, Rob invited a counterproposal for more games that he would like to take back to owners. We submitted that counterproposal today, unquote.
Okay, so I asked you guys this earlier. I'm going to ask you it again, because with every couple of hours here, there's, another development, be it major or minor or what have you. And I asked you at the beginning of the program, what is your level of confidence now that a deal will be struck? Okay, what is your level of confidence? Because had you asked me before we came on the air yesterday, I would have said next to zero that they are going to play this season. Then we had the developments during the course of the show that suggested to me again that baseball and the union were getting closer to an agreement. And then by last night, it felt like the bickering had started again and that owners and players were both trying to spin the media. Now Clark is issuing this statement. So let me ask you, Murray, what is your level of confidence that a deal will be struck and that we will see a Major League Baseball season in 2020?
It was a two to start the show, and it might be even less now. Because as they continue to go back and forth, Maz, I don't think it's really about the money or the number of games that's really the big sticking point here. So now, you know, it was 60 yesterday from the owners. It's 70 today from the players. To me, the biggest issue is the waiving their legal right to file a grievance against Major League Baseball. That, to me, is the biggest sticking point. And I don't just think that the owners are going to give on that, and nor should they. And that's what the players are demanding. And until they figure out a way to make that go away, they're not going to play.
So, Maria, I do think that that'll be part of any deal. If they can agree on the games, they will both concede to waiving any, you know, illegal pursuits. That they won't. I think they'll both cave on that. And it doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just telling you, I think if they can settle on the money, they'll both cave and say, okay, fine. You know, we are not going to grieve and we are not going to, we're not going to litigate.
Then the players wouldn't need to litigate if they get the number of games or the money they want, right?
Neither side would.
Right.
Yeah, neither side would. Matt, what's your level of confidence?
All right, so it was probably about a 9 starting the show. Somebody please get me off the seesaw because it's probably about a 7 right now. I still think they get things done, but to hear the saber rattling from the owners, I mean, you've got the Bob Nightingale report that 3 owners are just like, no way, no how, like, you know, this we thought we had a deal, and now the players are saying we never had a deal, and it's your fault for saying that we had a deal, and all that. Like, it's such a disaster. I mean, I think we are at the point where they're close enough on the games and the owners have at least agreed to fully prorated for at least 60 games. So the players get a big win there. I think we get a deal eventually, but this is just going to be ugly to the end, which is the problem with this whole thing. It's been ugly since the start, and is there going to be a kumbaya moment at the end? Probably not. It's probably just going to be like this, where you just end up hating both of these sides even more. This is just, it's gross, Maz. It's gross.
Okay, so just to clarify, since the start of the show, now that this statement from Clark is out, both of you guys are saying you're less confident that a deal would be struck than you were 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
correct.
And I said to start the show, too, I think this was the meeting that took place in Arizona between Clark and Manfred, Maz, it was theater. Because the rising tide started to go against the owners, I feel like, in the last week, based on these last few proposals. Because it's been F the players. They're whiny babies. I can't believe Blake Snell actually said that. And I was mostly on that side, too. But it really looked like, oh, the owners look like the bigger DBs here. And so does Manfred. And who does Manfred work for? The lapdog of the owners. And I think that some of them must have said to him, have the face-to-face. Put another thing in front of them and see if we can get this figured out. And even if they didn't mean it, but they just wanted to have them not look like the bad guys, which the owners really started to look like here in the last week and a half. So that, to me, was just like nothing more than theater. That's all.
You know where this changed, Murray? This changed Monday night. You mentioned that shift when Manfred went on ESPN, you know, 4 days after saying unequivocally we'll play baseball and saying, well, I don't know now. That's where this changed.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It was the number one hashtag on Twitter all of Monday night, fire Rob Manfred. So people turned on the owners and they turned on the commissioner Monday night, and now they're trying to, you know, get this done, which ultimately I think helps get it done.
Okay, so I'll tell you that I think in retrospect, Matt, it might have changed for the better at that moment. Because whatever happened there in that window is what helped facilitate that meeting out in Arizona between Manfred and Clark.
It forced the owners to cave a bit.
Yeah, believe me when I tell you, anytime two people finally say, okay, enough, let's just sit down, and they're the two most important people, then that's when a deal is going to get done. When you have all the noise and the rhetoric, then nothing is really happening. And I'll tell you, again, just to reiterate, that both of you guys said that you're less confident about a deal now than you were at 2 o'clock. I am more confident. And I'll tell you why. Because the way this statement is written by Tony Clark is in much more docile and congenial terms than the statement was written just a few days ago. So what was the term he used when Manfred said that the season wasn't going to play? Did he say players were disgusted?
Yes.
Or something to that effect? It was a term like that. I don't know, Matt, maybe you could look that up quickly, but the first line of the statement was that players are disgusted with Rob Manfred.
Yeah, players now, are disgusted that Rob Manfred unequivocally told players and fans that there would be a season, he has decided to go back on his word and is now threatening to cancel the entire season. That's what he said.
Okay, now the statement he just issued now, in my discussions with Rob in Arizona, like this,
yep.
So again, it's not Rob Manfred, it's Rob. Now I'm calling him Rob. And then beyond that, this to me feels much more informative in nature than it does an attacking statement. It's much more, nope, here's what happened. From our perspective, let me tell you what's going on. And then the last line of it, in fact, in conversations within the last 24 hours, not emails, conversations, Rob invited a counterproposal for more games that he would take back to the owners. We submitted that counterproposal today. So let me tell you what I think is happening right now in Major League Baseball. I think Clark and Manfred are talking again, and that there are still owners and, dare I say, sort of ancillary voices around the union and ownership that are still speaking to the media and kicking up dust because they don't like the terms of the deal when, in fact, both sides are empowered to move towards a deal by the majority of owners. And so you're still hearing all this rhetoric and chirping on the perimeter, but that the conversations between Manfred and Clark are still going as they thought they would 2 days ago. And here's a big thing for me, too, and I you know, I say 2 days ago, really yesterday we learned of it. But here's a big thing for me, too, is when we first learned of the proposal from MLB to the union that the season would be 60 games, 60 games in 71 days. Why did they need that 11-day gap? Why did they need the 11-day gap? And that's because they both knew that we were going to go back to our sides and the players were probably going to ask for more. And the owners are going to say, we're not going to give them everything. So the two guys, meaning Manfred and Clark, agreed, let's give ourselves a gap in there because we're under time constraints. And ultimately, we'll be able to meet at 65. So we need 71 days to play 65 games. Maybe it's 66, but they're going to meet somewhere in the middle there. And so, I just believe this statement from Clark is much more professional. The tone is much more cooperative. It's not attacking. It is more a statement of where they are in talks than it is any sort of indictment on what's coming out of the owner's side. So, I feel like it's a little bit of attack on the media where he says it is false to suggest that any tentative agreement or other agreement was reached in that meeting. Now, maybe there were owners on the outside that saying we thought we had a deal. I don't think that's coming from Manfred. I feel like they're moving towards a deal. But again, I'll ask fans. I'll ask our listeners. Do you feel like a deal is going to be struck now? Are you as optimistic as I am? Because I think a deal is going to be struck. And when I say optimistic, let me just say that they, with regard to them making a deal, the game has still pissed me off as much as anyone else here in the last several weeks or months. It's been embarrassing. But if they are moving towards a deal, A, do you believe it? And B, when they come back, will you watch? Are you eager to see baseball again? Or has this whole experience pissed you off to the point where you want to give them the finger and tell them to screw? Because I wouldn't blame you. 617-779-0985. Is there cause for optimism in baseball? You tell us. We'll explore some of the particulars about the offers going back between owners and players as to what that means for the game on the field, which really you would much rather discuss than discuss the financials of Major League Baseball, as we all would. We'll get to that when we come back.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic about this and say we are playing. And if it's 60 to 65 games, this has a chance to be the most exciting regular season that we've seen in decades. So we can talk about the fans are mad at the players and everyone's going to, you know, turn off baseball. But really, we're going to have a sprint regular season where usually we have a marathon. Think about Mike Trout playing meaningful games in September. You know, young teams like the Chicago White Sox are going to have a chance to be in a playoff race. So I think the regular season could be a lot of fun at 60 games.
I agree with Mark Teixeira. I do. I agree with Mark Teixeira. I think 60 games could be fun. If it's 65, whatever. I mean, I'm not quibbling over the actual number. It's just a short season that is less than half the schedule. 70 would be fun. Whatever it is, something short where baseball can't just treat it like some sort of marathon, pace itself, and, oh, no, we can lose 3 out of 4 in May because we get a whole season. It's about the long term. You know, it just takes all the fun out of it. You need some urgency. To me, I've always said the game needs more urgency. And this scenario now being discussed by owners and players is looking at what will probably end up being a 65-game season or somewhere thereabouts. And I think that that has the chance to be entertaining. And again, I think they're moving closer to a deal. I think that is apparent by the fact that they met, that they are now exchanging proposals again, that the rhetoric, if you want to call that, isn't coming from Tony Clark anymore. In fact, the most recent statement that Clark issued with regard to negotiations to me felt much more informational than it did combative. I thought it was really just trying to give people an update as to where the thing stands and telling people that we still have work to do on the negotiation. But I think a deal between owners and players is coming here in the next couple of days. And one of the things that they are going to agree on is, and I want to bunch these things together because I would like input for both of you guys, Jim Murray and Matt McCarthy, as well as our listeners. Let's call it, to make it easy, a 65-game schedule and 16 teams in the playoffs. 16 teams in the playoffs. Now, with regard to this season, 16 teams, a lot of people would say, well, fine. Okay, you know, it's a shortened season, and so we got to make sure we give everybody a reasonable chance to win. And because it's such a short sample, and baseball's typically played over 162, we're going to expand the playoff field from 10 to 16. Yet the offer that MLB made to the players, and I think that the players basically have accepted and you know, and sent back in their proposal, is a 16-game format, not just this year, but next year as well. And next year is the last year of the CBA. So do either, first of all, what do you guys think of those? And why do you think they have a 16-game playoff format next year as well?
It's got to be more money for the players, right? More TV money, more revenue to be shared. I mean, that's what it ultimately comes down to. It's money. Just from a fan perspective, Maz, I absolutely hate the idea of baseball going to a 16-team playoff format. I think baseball gets it right by having a small playoff field. Only 8 teams, 10 if you count the 2 wild card teams and the play-in. If you have a 16-team playoff format, did you know that the Boston Red Sox, who were 7th in the American League last year, would have easily made the playoffs easily without any competition. It would have been the Red Sox, who were worthless and garbage and didn't deserve to be anywhere near the playoffs, and the 78-win Texas Rangers as your eighth playoff team in the American League. We don't need more bad baseball. We need better baseball, more competition. You need to make the regular season mean something, but I don't want to dilute the playoff product, which to me is one of the few things that baseball's doing right now, which is having actually a pretty decent playoff product. Takes too long, but I still think the product is actually good. Don't dilute it. Don't ruin it even more. I hate this idea. I really do.
Well, yeah, I'm with Matt in that I think the reasoning behind them having the 16-game format next year, it's all about money and probably that big billion-dollar deal that they just signed with TBS. And as far as it actually happening, I mean, I don't know. For this year, if they get 60, 70 games, I don't know, you're probably going to have a hell of a lot of teams within 3 to 5 games of a playoff spot, which would make it very exciting. But after doing it next year, after 162, I don't know if I'm into it. It feels like a bit much. I would be into it for just this one year as a one-off, especially if you're going to tell me that some of these games are going to, this means more one-game playoffs, which I think is the one great thing that baseball still does and that can bring in a casual fan like me. But if we're talking small series, like, blech, like it's just too much. And it's like Matt said, there's too much, probably too much bad baseball.
So I'll tell you, I like the idea of the 16-game playoff this year. I do. Because I think that, again, baseball needs urgency. Give me more games that matter. And I think the reason they're including it next year, and I want to see what the final deal looks like, my guess is they want to make back a lot of the money that they lost this year. I think that's what next year is about. And so it wouldn't surprise me if you see some sort of modification on the regular season schedule next year and the expanded playoffs. And maybe that is a test run for what could happen in the next CBA. Here's what I'm getting at. If you're telling me, and again, I want to hear from baseball fans on this, because frankly, I think the traditionalists obstruct progress in baseball. I think the people that say, no DH, 162, you know, with all due respect, Matt, only a limited number of teams in the playoffs, like all of that is part of the reason the game sucks, is that nobody wants to change. So I sort of subscribe to the Moneyball theory, which is adapt or die, as Brad Pitt rather said in the movie. Adapt or die. And I would like to see the game adapt. I would like to see fewer regular season games the more that I think about it, more postseason games. And if this is a way to get there, then fine. I am for that. I would rather see that. So the not only would the Red Sox have been in the playoffs last year, and we all know they didn't deserve it, the Cubs would have been in the playoffs. So let me ask both of you, is it good for baseball or bad for baseball that the Red Sox and the Cubs would have been in the playoffs?
The Mets and Phillies would have been in too. So obviously that's good for baseball because those are traditional baseball markets.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
but if you're talking about, I think it was Jason Stark that tweeted this yesterday. If you're basing this on 60 games last year, the eventual World Series champion wouldn't have been in. The Nationals wouldn't even have been in. So, I mean, yeah, I guess you have your big market teams in. It's good for them, but I don't know. Like, those teams sucked last year. They had no business even being in it.
See, here's my problem, Maz.
So the 60 – I'm sorry, Matt.
Go for
it. The 60-game schedule, Murray, is – that's just a hard one to overcome. I mean, yeah, you know.
I know.
Right. So at the moment, that is what it is. If they move to 140 games next year, the Nationals probably would make the playoffs again. I mean, I don't know what their record was at the 144 mark or thereabouts, but I'm going to guess that they were in the playoffs, and they certainly would be in if there were 16 teams in. So 50, 60 games, 65, it gets tough. A lot of teams are going to get excluded because of that. But the idea of more playoff games and less regular season games, who wouldn't want that in baseball? To me, the regular season is a death march. Let's not kid ourselves. Those of us who sit there and go, 162 games. You're brain dead by the end of it. You can't wait for the playoffs to start. Show me some games that mean something. Shorter regular season, more playoffs. I'm in. Now, you know, will they modify it and take regular season games out? I don't know. I hope that that's where they're headed. To me, that would make the game a better product. The 65 games, oh, my God, I love it. I think that one of the biggest problems in baseball is this whole idea that everything is measured over a long period of time. This is what the whole analytics thing is driven on or built on. It's all driven by that. large samples. You'll let water find its level. I hate that in competition. I don't want water to find its level. I want someone to crap their pants in a clutch situation or someone with pressure on them to see how they perform. That's what I want. I hate the idea of the large sample. Hate it. What makes sports fun is a small sample. Let's see if someone can get hot. That's what I want to see. I measure the large sample over the course of multiple seasons. That's how I measure the large sample, not in a given year. Oh, God, please, to me, the idea of the 65-game schedule and the 16-team playoff, I love it. I love it. Again, it's something different. It's a departure from the boring, long-term, let's see how it plays out attitude of baseball. Everything in baseball takes too long. Everything. The offseason, the negotiations over the CBA, the games, the season, all of it takes too long. The good stuff, they don't give me enough of. I want more of the good stuff. All right, I'm done. 617-779-0985. McCarthy's got your headlines. And when we come back, we will continue this discussion with maybe the most significant rule change being discussed between owners and players. We'll get to that when we come back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If they do it this year, according to this proposal, it would be a 16-team playoff field, and they would use the DH for this year and next year. Maybe we've seen the last time that a pitcher bats in Major League Baseball.
Listen, I am so tired of watching terrible pitchers hitting every 9 at-bats in the National League. The flow of the game is off, and also a lot of pitchers are getting hurt on the base pass. So the DH is something that needs to happen in the National League forever, and I think the 2020 season will be a nice test run for baseball to see if the universal DH works.
So again, that's another thing that's going to come of this negotiation between owners and players in MLB. DH in both leagues, and that is something that I expect to be permanent. In Major League Baseball, you heard Buster Olney say, this isn't just a pandemic-shortened season thing. This has long been discussed, the idea of putting the DH in the National League. The union wants it. It's another high-paying job. Certainly more high-paying than, as Matt McCarthy said earlier, 25th man on the roster, a utility man who can play infield and outfield and be useful in double switches. No, it's a real bat in the lineup. It's a $15, $20, $25 million player, depending on the talent. It's J.D. Martinez. That's who it is, if you can find that guy. And so, to me, I generally have been pro-DH. I know you guys both like the National League rules. I'm not putting your words in your mouth by saying that, right?
Nope. No.
Oh, no, that's a fair statement. I mean, you know me, Tony. Baseball traditionalist. I love my double switches. I love all of that. I'm very sad today about this. Very sad.
You're not going to cry or anything.
I mean, I might. Thank God we've only done a few segments on it, because I might actually tear up if I can't watch Bruce Bochy make an excellent double switch. But I think I'm in the minority on this one.
Okay, so I've always been a proponent of adding the DH in the National League. I just think it's a more entertaining product, better for the fan. However, if baseball's still going to give me the dumbass launch angle and long at-bats, in other words, walk, strikeouts, and home runs, I don't want another DH in the lineup. Okay, let me just say that. The game needs to change the rules, too. I'm not expecting everything at once. But to me, I like the idea. I would rather have the strategy in it if you're just going to give me another guy up there who's going to walk, strike out, or hit a homer. Mm-hmm. I'll take the occasional bunt from the pitcher every now and then just to shake it up a little bit. Because let's face it, the home run is. It's getting boring. Let's go back to your phone calls here, and we'll get to many of your thoughts. We've touched on a lot of topics today. And we will go first to Jim in a car on the return of MLB. Go ahead, Jim.
Tony Maz, big-time fan of your baseball show, lifelong baseball fan. I'm so disgusted by how tone-deaf both the owners and the players are. And
you should be.
There's no winners. Really, Tony, there's no winners. They're completely tone-deaf. You know, you had the coronavirus, the whole world stopped spinning. And they can't get together and have, like, opening day, July 4th, to celebrate America's pastime. But, you know, they've lost me, Tony, and I'm
forever.
I'm a little
Jim,
bit
if they come
you,
back, if they come back, Jim, if they come back, you're not going to watch?
Tony, I'm a lifelong baseball fan. You and I have talked years about baseball. I'm all done. They come across so greedy, both sides. And, you know, to watch a baseball game and remember, there's going to be no fans in the stadium. It's going to be painfully slow. There's going to be injuries this year because of the accelerated spring training. And the subject that you just mentioned regarding the DH, I'm old school. I love the National League. That just loses the older people like me, and they're certainly not getting the millennial crowd. So
okay, so Jim, I'm going to let you go, only because I would tell you that, and I say this with all due respect, because I'm one of those older people now, too. My guess is I'm not as old as you, just by the sound of your voice. Don't take that personally. But I think baseball's been catering too much to the older people. I do. They've been stuck in tradition. The tradition is part of the problem. You, as a traditionalist, McCarthy, and you're a young guy as a traditionalist, you're like the worst of everything. Seriously.
I think that makes me a little more apt to change, because there are things that I really do love about baseball, like the National League style, the smaller playoffs, that I think can still work. But I'm open to changes. I'm open to pitch clocks. I'm open to, you know, different regular season formats, stuff like that. Like, I'm not as stodgy as some people on this. I think baseball needs to find a way to strike the balance, because you do need to appeal to the people that truly love the game, who generally trend older, as we know. You know, the average age of a baseball fan is something like 57 in the country, which is, you know, old by demographic standpoint. So that's obviously concerning. But I think you still can get younger people if you make the game faster, and there are ways to do that without altering the true character of the game. This is why I have announced my candidacy for Commissioner of Baseball, a 29-year-old person who loves the game. I am the perfect person to fix baseball. I'll have the game fixed in 3 to 5 years. I promise you that.
Adapt or die.
That's right.
Okay?
We can adapt.
Or die.
We can. We can adapt,
so,
Maz.
So there are certain things that I like. And, you know, I'll be convinced that baseball's on the right track when they get Murray back. That's when I'll be convinced baseball's on the right track. Murray's a hard sell.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. No, they got a long way to go before they actually win me back.
Give me three years, Murray. I'll have you back.
Yeah, you might be able to. I mean, again, there's things I like. I like the one-game playoff. Yep. I thought the whole playoff run last year was pretty exciting. And it was, you know, the Nationals were a good story. I just think it's too long. It's too slow. The game's interminable. I don't like how the players act and carry themselves. And that those guys, so this is where I really understand why, you know, a guy like that just called in is so turned off. It's unreal to me that the players still, you know, and they're going to get it, because it does look like the owners are kowtowing with the prorated salary, but that they should be entitled to 100% of the prorated amount with a major revenue source being missing, and that you can't have fans in the stadium. In any other profession, that doesn't fly. Like, we're all making less now. We're taking less now. You do what you got to do to make things to make ends meet right now. And the players are like, no, like what Blake Snell said, I can't get out of my mind. I don't think that caller can get that out of his mind. And I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either, Murray. Carney's in a car. Go ahead, Carney.
I don't understand. Baseball has been dying. Each side clearly doesn't get it based on how badly they've handled this situation. The problems baseball has is so deep-rooted. This virus is probably the only thing that could save baseball, because clearly the players' union and the MLB don't get it, not to the length that people like Murray and me are complaining. I don't think anybody wants to see the future where baseball fixes itself and goes from 162 games to like 140. That's not going to fix baseball. They need to go down to at least 100 games. Everyone needs to lose.
All right, Carney, I'm going to stop you. Okay, let me stop you just for a second. Okay? And they're not going to go down to 100. That's never going to happen. Okay? Not as long as the game is being played at, you know, the existing level or something close to it. And I say that, I mean the best players in the world and with the money they have at stake. 100 is never going to happen. If they go to 144, they have a better product, expanded playoffs, and I say a better, faster, cleaner, crisper product. You're not going to watch?
So before you cut me off, just know that in Boston, every single game is sold out. In the rest of this country, nobody goes to baseball games. If you brought it down to 100, people in Los Angeles, Chicago, Florida, they might actually go. Right now, there's so many of them, I couldn't give my season tickets away to people. Can't give them away, Tony. It's ridiculous. People don't get it. If you want to save baseball, you need to do drastic things like I'm saying.
Okay, so again, I'm not disputing. And by the way, the games here aren't sold out all the time anymore either. They're not sold out anymore either all the time. Don't kid yourself on that one. So what I'm saying, though, is let's move towards something that is a better product. Okay, and again, if you're telling me you're in the Murray camp, I'm not gonna give you grief for that. You have a reason to be pissed off about the sport. I do, too. I'm not happy with the sport. I'm not happy with any measure of the sport. Unfortunately, it's wired into me, and I really have a hard time walking away. It's a lot easier for me to walk away from this product because I think it sucks than it is to walk away when the games are good and the product's good and the playoffs are good. Like Murray, I enjoyed the Nationals in the playoffs last year. I thought that was a good thing. I thought that was a good take. There's just not enough of that. So get rid of the garbage, move the game along more quickly, and I'll be interested. And again, so will the younger people, I think. Yep. And then if they're not, well, then then the game's just dead. There's just no two ways around that. Jason's in Providence. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Tony, I agree with you. They're never going to knock this thing down to 100 games. But I think what they need to do is go to more of like a hockey-style point schedule. So you play five-game series, you still get your point if you get a win. Then you get an extra point if you win the series. So I'm actually watching on a Thursday night to see if the Red Sox are going to win the series and get the extra point.
Okay, so Jason, I theorized some sort of cockamamie system like that a long time ago. Again, you want to tell me there's a radical way to redo the season, then I'm into it. My math didn't work quite right when I did that, because ultimately, if you're winning games by winning the series anyway, you are getting an extra point if you think of it. So I'm not smart enough to come up with some sort of formula that would work that way. But here's the big thing. Just move it faster. Yep. Make the game more entertaining. Pitchers work faster, more balls in play, no shifts, batters don't get out of the box. Give me all that. Give me the game the way it was played when they invented it. The whole idea. Something closer to that. Instead of this bastardized version that is softball, where every jackass goes up there trying to smash the ball out of the ballpark. There's no athleticism in the game anymore. The product stinks. So now again, that's a separate discussion. In the short term, this is why I like the idea of a 70 game season with expanded playoffs, more urgency. Now, the game on the field is still going to move slowly, but at least the games matter more. So I'll take that as step one. So give me that. Then give me better pace of play on the field. Give me that. And keep going in that direction. Little by little, give me another reason to watch every year, and I'm in. And again, the DH, I'm okay with the DH in the National League as long as we're not getting every guy going up there, extending the count, swinging from his ass, and either walking, striking out, or hitting it out of the ballpark. Because if I'm just going to get that from another batter in the lineup, I'll keep the pitcher hitting in the National League. At least I get something different there. Just my two cents. 617-779-0985, as if you don't know the number. I keep giving it to you like by default. It's like some sort of little tick in my head, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we all do it.
So we will continue with your calls next, and I do want to get back to the NBA discussion at some point as well.
Boston's home for sports. Filger and Mads, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mere cup, but you are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we'll zip through a couple of phone calls here and then get back to Colin Cowherd and his assessment of the NBA playoff landscape, particularly the Eastern Conference, which I think is worth revisiting. We'll touch on that here in just a little bit. But first, many of you still want to get to the proposals going back and forth between owners and players in Major League Baseball, what that means for the future of the game. So we'll go to Sam, who's in his car. Sam, what do you got?
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I'm in the perfect age. I was 11 when the Red Sox won their 04 series, World Series, and I'm at a perfect age where I should love baseball. I should live and breathe it. But the past 5 years, I just don't have time to watch a 3.5-hour game, and I am just looking at box scores. And last year, I don't think I looked at one box score. And after this, I don't think I'm going to watch another game. I just don't want to. They take too much time. They seem selfish. It's not what I want to do with my time.
So, Sam, I know we're all disgusted by the way they've conducted themselves here in this negotiation, but if the product improves, would you watch it?
Yeah, I love baseball. I've loved baseball my entire life. All my friends have. And if it doesn't take 3 hours to play a game on a normal night, then I'll probably watch it. I just don't have time in a normal day. I'm the kind of guy who starts a game 30 minutes after it starts so I can fast forward through timeouts and commercials. And if I do that for a basketball game, I usually can get past halftime. I do that for a Red Sox game. I get to the second inning.
Okay, so again, that's something we all want, right? That's something we all want. I'm just curious as to whether or not they fix the product, whether or not you'll come back. I think they should be able to get under 3 hours. It's unrealistic at this stage, but is 240 really asking that much?
It's not, Maz. It's not at all.
Kevin is in Whitman. Kevin, quickly go.
Hey, real quick, guys. So to piggyback on that last guy, here's what I think you need to do. I get 2 fifth graders. I like to take them and they make the honor roll to a game, but it's too long. Why not knock these games down to 7-inning games, you know, like Pony League, like high school, like college? Knock it down to 7. If it's still tied after 7, you go no more than 2, and then you have end in a tie. So the standings do it like the NFL does. Then you're not having these 15, 16-inning games, ruining your bullpen, having players pitch, and then you're good for the next day. And, you know, you're out of there. Hey, you might be out in an hour and a half one day. But most games will probably average around 2:15, and then you can go home on a Wednesday night at a reasonable hour.
Okay, just quickly, you guys, how do you feel about the 7-inning game?
I hate it, and here's why. Because they'll start playing 7-inning games in 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No, here's the, like, you laugh, but it's true. That's what they'll do. They'll absolutely do that. You know why? Because if you play a seven-inning baseball game, then these managers are going to start going to the bullpen the third inning. They're going to start matching up lefty-righty, righty-lefty, stuff like that. You're not fixing the cultural problem in the game. The problem is not nine innings. The problem is not how the game is structured. The problem is culturally, you know, there's not enough contact. Pitchers are taking forever. There are a million different cultural problems. If you alter the number of innings, those cultural problems are going to get carried over to seven innings or five innings or nine innings or 11 innings. That's the problem. It's not the nine-inning game. They used to play nine-inning games in 2 hours, 15 minutes. Why? Because the culture of baseball wasn't broken then. The culture is broken now, and that's why you need rules to litigate it and to make sure that these games are not taking long. Pitch clocks, expanded strike zones, banning shifts, more contact, you name it. Shortened commercial breaks, stuff like that. That's what you need, not a seven-inning game.
Murray, do you agree with that?
Yeah, all that he just said. I can't say it any better.
Jimmy Stewart, something tells me we could have had when hosts aren't listening there, even though Murray didn't necessarily repeat anything McCarthy said. He probably zoned out, but I don't mind it. Baseball has that effect on people at the moment. Here's what I would tell you, Matt.
I'm sorry, what's that, Tony?
I would never previously have said seven innings. I'd say that's asinine. The game's nine innings. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it'll ever happen for lots of reasons, the least of which should be tradition. I couldn't give a rat's ass about tradition. Baseball, back when, they could play nine innings in a lot faster period of time. Now it takes longer. But nine innings means fewer commercial breaks, fewer ads to sell. The TV would make less money, and so I doubt that they would ever do that. However, I will say that the idea of seven innings, I don't know that managers would go to their bullpen in the third inning. Doesn't seven innings open the door for a lot more complete games? I mean, if you have Max Scherzer and you can get him through a game on 105 pitches now, wouldn't you do it?
Ask that to Joe Maddon or Ned Yost or one of these managers who's going to say, no, I've got the perfect matchup because the nerds say that, you know, my middle reliever is an excellent matchup against this guy. Listen, Maz, like in the old age, yeah, seven innings, like managers would just let guys go forever. Now, somebody is going to get involved and screw it up because the culture is broken. That's
so
the
here's
issue.
The other thing I like. It messes with the data. It messes mm-hmm. with the data. All these decisions by managers right now are all based on nine innings and three strikes, four balls, and what it does over the long term. Change it to seven innings. How does that mess with the math? And now the analysts have to figure it out all over again, and that's going to take a while. So to me, that is a part of it I like. In any case, longest commercial-free segment, McCarthy will get you caught up on all the latest, the back and forth between owners and players, the challenges potentially in an NFL season, at least according to one of the most respected medical officials in the country in the last 24 hours, has some doubts about the NFL season. McCarthy will get you caught up on that. And we'll tell you what Colin Cowherd said recently about the Celtics and one of their players with regard to the NBA hierarchy and the chances to win a championship. We'll hit on that next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.